Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is the choice of Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. So, yeah, I'm calling Mike because I noticed a duplicate Google listing for your business. I just wanted to check with you if you're aware of this, or did you perhaps create the second one in the past?
What was it now? What's going on?
Yeah, I noticed a duplicate Google business profile or Google listing.
No. Yeah,
Yes.
I got Instagram, that was about it, but
Okay. Yeah, because if you did not create it, we can request to merge or, remove the extra one as soon as possible because duplicates can negatively impact your rankings and even risk a profile suspension.
yeah, because here, I think this what may have happened is I got a notification from Google about one of the ads, and it said if you want to boost this to make it go reach for other people, I assumed it was the ads you guys did, and I said, yeah, I want to do that. It was like $27 or whatever, so I just did it. So maybe that was it. Maybe it created a whole new Google listing, but it was referring to an ad. But
Oh, okay. But it did not ask you
yeah.
like to enter your business name or something like that, like set up like the whole business.
I don't remember. No, I don't think it was that involved. I don't recall.
Okay, I
But
see.
so how do we cancel, kind of cancel it out, or?
Okay, so we can reach out to Google, okay, and have that other listing mark as duplicate, okay, because I have been monitoring your account and I've noticed that, there is a like a dip of our ranking. So I checked like what was the issue because everything is fully optimized, like, on our technical end. And so I noticed that there is other listing that could be the reason why, our ranking,
I can see
are.
why it would cause a dip because it's covering more ground, right? Or additional ground, or but yeah, I've not gotten one call, or it's kind of the same thing that happened last time where I've not gotten any calls, not even like a people who go to my website. I see some go to my website, but it's someone from another country, like the UK or India or something, and they're I think they're just probably SEO companies, just fishing for companies to go, make a
Yes.
sales call to. So, but I haven't gotten one person that's interested in the job. So my concern is if I'm paying for clicks, all these clicks are bogus. I'm just throwing money down the drain.
Yeah, I get your point, Michael. Yeah, I'll also for the Google Verified, let me check here. Yeah. All right, so I checked your Google Verified here, and it looks like our team is still working on the visibility.
Still?
Yes.
Has it been over a month?
For Google Verified, Mike, it's different, okay, to Google Business Listing. So for Google Business Listing, it's for local leads, or yeah, it's for us to appear like in the local search. So for the Google Verified, this is the pay-per-click and pay-per-ad type of ad campaign. So we were meaning to get this right for you, okay, so that we can maximize on getting leads.
So the Google ads haven't started yet on your end?
So I'm still checking on the... Yeah, please give me a few more minutes here, Mike. Yeah, I'm going to check this with the Google Verified team. Yeah, give me a few minutes. Yeah, because the last time that I checked update about your Google Verified, the Google Verified team said that we just need to confirm the visibility of the ad, and then we can proceed with the activation.
Okay. It seems like there's a little bit of a disconnect within your company as far as, like, I have these conversations sometimes, like, I don't know if it's like maybe, you know, from what I'm being told and my expectations or, but yes, I thought I was under the impression we were, you know, it was going to take a couple weeks when we're set up and then the ads were hitting, you know. Like, I don't know, I was a little surprised to hear that we're still working on it.
Actually, for the Google Verified, Mike, we have to go through a different process. So aside from, you know, we go through the background check and also the verification of our, you know, like documents or licenses that they required us to submit to them. Yeah, that alone could take more than 4 weeks. And as for the visibility...
Don't they have all that stuff already from when I originally signed up? Remember, I signed up like a year ago and then stopped for a little bit and then started up again. So I would think you'll have all that stuff, not just in your files, but Google would have that as well already. But maybe I'm wrong, but... all right. So what's the anticipation as far as the Google ads hitting the market or getting done and getting out there?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there is no problem, like, you know, with everything, like the background check, group business profile, and also the budget, license, everything is good. It's just that we're still working on the visibility. So if ever we're not yet visible, okay, in the Google Verified section, okay, there is no point for us turning the ad. Okay.
When you say visibility, what does that mean?
Yeah, they have to really ensure, okay, that we appear in the Google Verified section. So if they don't see your business there, okay, they're not going to turn on the ad. Because I was told that it's pointless to turn on the ad when it's not visible. So you have to search for the visibility or confirm the visibility first.
So does Google determine the visibility? Is it Google Ads and Google Verified linked together, or is it two separate things?
There are two separate things. And by the way, we're not running Google Ads. There is no Google Ads included in your current package.
I only brought it up because you brought it up.
The one. Yeah. The other one I mentioned earlier is for the Google Business Profile. So Google Business Profile, Google Verified, like there are two different listings for Google Verified. Like there is a different section for this on Google. So the Google Business Profile is the one that you usually see, you know, under the businesses section when you search for services like general contractor. So if your business
Because then telling me that they're not going to send you won't start the ads unless they have visibility.
That is for the Google Verified. So sorry for the confusion. Yeah, that's for the Google Verified I'm talking.
I'm confused now. I don't know what's going on. We just talked about, you know, it's pointless to set, you know, start to add Google Ads until we have full visibility. It's pointless. Once we have full visibility, then they can finish and start the ads. That's the whole conversation, which I thought we just had.
Yeah, that's for, I'm referring to the Google Verified ad, Mike. I'm not referring to Google Ads because that one is different.
Google Verified ads?
Yes, Google Verified ads. This used to be Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed? Yeah. Last year, Google changed the name to Google Verified.
So to describe it, the Google Verified ads, what is that? Is that just an ad campaign saying this contractor is verified, or is it just someone does a search, my name pops up, and it says Google Verified?
Yeah, the Google Verified is the, you know, we get that verified, like, badge on the Google Verified section. So for the Google Business Profile, if your business is fully, is well optimized, people search for, like, general contractor, yeah, they will be able to see your business in the business section.
But you said it's not doing very well in depth.
We're doing very well with the Google Business Profile, so we're still ranking on the first page. But for the Google Verified, we're still working on the visibility.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And then how do they have a time frame on the Google Verified?
Unfortunately for the time frame, Mike, I cannot really provide you the time frame, okay, because it's Google, okay. They're the ones deciding, okay, about the visibility.
So all this for that little badge on my profile?
Yes, yeah, the green checkmark badge that signals that your, you know, business has passed Google background checks and insurance verification.
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. Seems like a lot of hoops just for a badge. All right, yeah.
Well, we already have that. Everything is completed. It's just that we were, it's the only thing that we need to work on is the visibility.
But you can't work on the visibility until...
Yeah. Yeah, the visibility so that we can be seen and contacted by potential clients.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, I need to generate some business, and I, you know, I don't want to waste time and money. I'd rather, you know, spend more money and have a company and just do the... you know, full-on Facebook and, you know, Instagram ads, and then they do they actually verify leads and book appointments. and they go through and basically weed out any potential, you know, window shoppers or just some that's just, you know, these are like people that want to do a job now, and they guarantee, you know, 5 to 10 appointments a month. So that to me seems more appealing than just taking this seems like a long, if I'm already on the first page, I don't understand like what the badge, how that's going to help me get ads, you know, because right now I've only saw one Facebook ad that went out. I haven't seen any others or any emails from you guys saying, hey, here's the next ad, we're going to send this out. So I got no calls, nothing from the first ad. So I feel like I'm wasting time here. I need to grow my company quickly. So, you know, I don't know what the next step would be, but it just seems like it's not going to land me any jobs is the feeling I'm getting.
Yeah, I really understand, Mike, okay, that you're concerned about, you know, not getting that much results with the campaign that we're running here. But I can assure you, okay, that our team is working on it. Google Guarantee is supposed to help us generate more leads, okay, especially for local service businesses. So.
All right, well, I'll give it another month or so and kind of go from there. If nothing happens, then I just, like I said, I got to do what's right for me and my company, and, you know, I got mouths to feed. So I got to make sure I'm spending my money where I need to spend my money to generate revenue and generate real solid leads and appointments. So hopefully you guys can make something happen next month or two.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Michael. Yeah, I will continue to closely monitor on your account. And if there's an update from the Google Verified team, I will definitely let you know.
And then also, is there any update on the two negative responses that...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so usually Google will not send us a reply to the appeal. For the negative review removal. So we just continue to submit an appeal until they finally, you know, get it removed. So.
Right. It's such a big company, Google is, and I don't see how it takes so long to get stuff done.
Yeah, I really do apologize about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They make so much money. They have thousands and thousands of employees, but, yeah. Mind-boggling. All right.
Yeah, like really apologize, Michael. Yeah, because the final outcome, really depends on a Google assessment. So we just do our part to, continue submitting for appeal. So, hopefully, they will take it down as soon as possible. So, again, as what I mentioned, I'm closely monitoring the account and, we'll update you if there's anything, okay, that comes up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're very welcome, Mike. Really appreciate your time today, though. And, you enjoy the rest of your week, and goodbye for now.
All right, see you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.